nation's number one progressive voice, where truth and common sense rule. This is the Ed Schultz Show, where America comes to talk. And now, live from the Ring of Fire, Mike Papantonio.
Welcome back to the Ed Schultz Show. It is where America comes to talk. I can promise you that. I'm Mike Papantonio, sitting in for Ed Schultz today. I've got my good friend Rick Outson from the Daily Beast with me. This week's recall elections in Wisconsin were very close. You could probably argue that the only reason that any Republicans held onto their seat is because outside interest groups like Americans for Prosperity poured more than $40 million into that election. Joining me now to talk about some of the shady ways that these groups finance Republicans is investigative journalist and good friend Brad Friedman. Brad, you there?
I am indeed. How are you, Mike?
Wrote another good article, I see, the Cokes, Wisconsin, and John Connors. Who is this John Connors cat? How do you make things happen there in Wisconsin for the
Republicans? Well, John Connors, turns out, it took some digging to even find his name in the first place. You might have heard the story last week, I think it was originally broken on Politico, that Americans for Prosperity had been sending out this absentee ballot mailer request form that told voters they had to have their ballots in by August 11th, which is today, by the way. So get those in for the August 9th election that was on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And, you know, they claimed once they were caught, they were sending this to Democrats, they claimed once they got caught, oh, it was just a typo by the printer. Well, it turns out...
Well, they also said liberals are making a mountain out of a molehill. Right. I mean, this is fraud. I mean, they're telling people... You know, send your ballots in after the election. They've talked about, we heard about all the secret meetings about ways that they could defraud the voters there in Wisconsin. And now you have this John Connors tied up, the United Sportsmen of Wisconsin, is some just group that came out of nowhere to pull off a lot of this fraud.
Well, they were sending out this supposed United Sportsmen of Wisconsin. They were sending out an almost identical absentee ballot mailer. Very few people reported on this at all. On their mailer, it was, like I said, it was almost identical, looked like it was typeset in the same place. There said, you must return your ballot by August 4th for the August 9th election.
In other words, making people think I'm late, why bother?
I missed it.
Yeah,
right.
I missed it, yeah.
And then the question was, well, who the hell is this United Sportsman of Wisconsin? You look them up on the web, they're nowhere to be found. Questions started coming up about them, all of a sudden they slap up a Facebook page and so forth. Well, some digging reveals that the guy who created this so-called United Sportsman of Wisconsin is a guy by the name of John Connors. And, yes, what do you know? He was a national director for the Koch brothers, Americans for Prosperity.
A small world among thugs.
Figure.
It's a small world of thugs out there, especially Republican thugs. But anyway, tell the story.
Yeah, and so, they felt there was no reason to have to disclose that this was actually an Americans for Prosperity front group because nobody was calling them on it. As a matter of fact, the mailer didn't even say who had actually paid for that misleading mailer. So it was another deception, and it points to exactly what you had mentioned, that, you know, $40 million flooding into that state for this election of six state senators. Mind you, last November, there was a total of, I think it was $3.5 million was spent for the entire, 99 seats in the Assembly and 15 seats in the state Senate.
Right.
So this is a preview of what we're going to be living like now in the post-Citizens United world, where all of this money pours in, all of these front groups show up. There is no accountability. There is no Federal Election Commission or anybody else, it seems, to do anything about this. Any kind of dirty tricks they can get away with, they're going to do it. They're going to put in all the money they need to do it. And believe me, as I'll be reporting in the near future, The Koch brothers have a lot of money and have raised a lot of money to be doing exactly this.
Well, there's a long history with this. The more you learn about this Connors guy, first of all, okay, are there still things called college Republicans, Rick? I mean, don't you remember University of Florida? If you, I mean, I can see
that was the original pudgy white guy.
Oh my God, that was the original pudgy white guy. They walked around with Dockers, and I remember that. I remember they wore suspenders,
right,
with big elephant shirts, and you'd go, really? I mean, these are guys like you. They walk around the campus like aliens. And I thought, you know, are they still out there, Brad?
These guys are the same dirty tricksters. I can't even say the word that Donald Segretti called these folks.
Oh, I know. Yeah, exactly.
During the Watergate.
Yeah.
But they're still out there pulling these tricks, and John Connors was one of them. He was the president of the College Republicans at Marquette University. And for that effort, apparently, he was, you know, given a raise.
How do you get a date when you're a college Republican? I mean, how do you go just drinking with the guys when you're a college Republican? I mean, you know what I'm talking about, Rick? You went to Mississippi.
You were
in Mississippi. Now, God, I can imagine what a college Republican. I mean, first, who says, I'm gonna be college Republican? But did you have that in Mississippi?
Well, you know, we have Haley Barber.
Okay.
You had Karl Rove. They're all products of the college Republican.
God, it's just such an offensive thought. Okay, let me get back to the topic.
It's like dirty trick university.
Yeah.
That's what, you know, the college Republicans appear to be.
Brad, where did you go to school, man? Did you have these things called? I went to University of Florida. If you were somebody walking around, and I guess maybe that's where the pudgy white pink boy came from. I mean, that I could just see them, man. They had the horn rim glasses. They had the white button a white shirt. They had the suspenders with elephants on them. They had the docker. And you go, you know, everybody else is wearing like shorts and a T-shirt. And these cats are walking around. And you're thinking, wow, what are they going to become? Well, they became John Connors. They became this person you're describing who's like a dirty trick specialist, right?
And, well, that's where, that's where Karl Rove made his bones,
right,
back in the Nixon era.
What in the
heck? And you know, and pulled off all kinds of similar dirty tricks, you know, putting out flyers that, there'll be a campaign event with free beer and pizza for his opponent. And, of course, there was no beer or pizza at his opponent's event, and that, you know, would make everybody angry.
Yeah, and I guess O'Keefe was, you know, he had to be a college Republican. And,
Mark Foley was definitely
a college. Jesus Christ, you look at these guys and you go, really? What happened? Okay, so anyway, this guy, Connors, he has this history. He had a group called Campaign Now. Right? Registered also to John Connors. It was another dirty tricks group. But the real question is, who finances John? This kid's just right out of college, right? I mean, hadn't been out of college.
Yeah, by and large. He had been the director of the Students for Prosperity with Americans for Prosperity. And now, they just made him a national director. But he creates all these front groups.
Who pays for him, though? I mean, John Connor doesn't pay for him. I mean, he's, you know, he was a little goose stepper in the brown shirt.
Mike, the college Republicans never graduate. They're on the 8-year plan. They stay there as long as they possibly can.
That's true. I remember.
You remember those guys?
Most of the college Republicans back in University of Florida were like 30 years old.
Exactly.
They never graduate. And so John Connor comes out of college and he starts all these dirty trick groups that he uses there in Wisconsin.
He immediately gets on the Wingnut welfare program and, you know, he starts getting all this Koch money to create these groups. Made these huge ad buys back in Wisconsin under a different front group name that was, you know, supporting David the Waukesha Strangler Prosser in that Supreme Court race,
right,
and attacking Joanne Kloppenburg with a bunch of made-up crap. I mean, the TV commercials were just, you know, complete nonsense, completely misleading. But, of course, you know, they're not tied to the Republican David Prosser or his campaign, so they can do anything they want. The media is not going to do anything about it because they're getting all kinds of money for these ads. They love them. So why should they go out and, you know, report how there's a bunch of, you know, front groups that are actually purchasing these ads and putting them on the air?
Okay, so look, where we are right now is you have, it's very clear. It's very clear that they hustled the voters there in Wisconsin. I mean, you had the United Sportsmen of Wisconsin that hustled the voters. Anybody do anything about it?
Can anybody or did it? Has anybody?
It can and did they?
Nobody has done anything about this at all other than the media report saying, oh, look, you know, more dirty tricks going on in Wisconsin. There seems to be the Federal Election Commission has been completely deballed, if I can say that. They do absolutely nothing. It's all up to the Justice Department, frankly.
And they do nothing.
And they really do nothing. Now, in some cases, they don't even have jurisdiction. I'm not sure, you know, if any of Wisconsin is actually covered by the Voting Rights Act, so I don't even know if they can go in and do something there.
You know, I got to tell you this because it makes me think about it. When I was in China, I was talking to some really good politically connected people, and they showed me some editorials that were written in the Chinese newspapers. They were, by the way, in English. And they talked about the failure of democracy in America is going to take place because of exactly the type of thing you and I are talking about here right now. It's going to take place because, first of all, we don't have any leaders that are willing to say, I'm going to get involved. I'm going to, U.S. Justice Department, I'm going to do something about this kind of thing. You have corporate America basically calling all the shots. And when you have editorials appearing in the Beijing newspaper written in English talking about how democracy is in big trouble, that's pretty serious stuff. But I got to tell you something.
Yeah.
That's what I experienced when I was there for 2 weeks.
Well, look, the fact is, it's a done deal. This is nothing but free speech, right? These guys own a whole lot of money that they call free speech. The Supreme Court decided it can all be done anonymously. That's what's being done here. That's what John Connors did anonymously. So you got all of these dirty tricks, you know, in front, this assault on democracy, and then you have to sit around and wait, as we did on election night on Tuesday, and wait for the computers to tell you, the computers and people like Kathy Nicholas up in Waukesha, a Republican activist who's also the county clerk, you got to wait for them to tell you what the results are. And if anybody has any questions about it up in Wisconsin, there is absolutely nothing they can do. Because
dead end.
What
dead
the computers end. Say is what goes.
Yeah. Brad Friedman, as usual, great stuff. I'm glad you're out there. I'm just so happy that there's a Brad Friedman out there following stories like this. I'm Mike Papantonio with my friend Rick Outson from the Daily Beast. Give us a call, 877-934-6833. We'll be right back.
Mike Papantonio here on the Ed Schultz Radio Show.
I call it shared psychotic disorder. You tell a lie enough, and all of a sudden everybody starts believing it. It's almost a communicable condition.
This is the Ed Schultz Show.